Good morning, people. How are you on this fine Tuesday morning? Hope everybody's doing well out there. All right. Just wanted to post up another episode of my morning thoughts. And today I just wanted to briefly touch on a few things. Your hobbies, why it's so important to have hobbies, how it inspires personal growth, and super boredom. Okay, so how often do you look around and see on social networks people saying, "I'm bored. Everything's so boring. There's nothing to do." How many times do you get random texts from people just saying, "Hey, I'm bored. What's up?" And then that's it. You know, like they're using you to give them something to do, you know. And that happens. I look around and see that all the time. And it's crazy because we live in an age of information. We live in an age where we have everything at our fingertips. Man, if you want to find out anything, it's all there. And we have it on our tiny little phones. And that's one reason, and we can see everybody else's lives too through this little phone. But that's the thing that brings on the boredom part. Everybody's super bored because they switch between Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, and they're looking at these small little clips of people's of highlights of people's lives where everything is so exciting or it's such an extreme and such a heightened emotion where that leaves you feeling like a little bit like, man, what am I doing with my life? I'm a little bored. I should be doing something. And in reality, those are just little clips and highlights of people's lives. But we're looking at that as a reality, those super heightened emotions and excitement. That's someone's reality. And if our life doesn't reflect that type of emotion and excitement all the time, we kind of feel a little bored, you know? And I'm not saying this is for everybody, but this is for a lot of people that I know. And you can clearly see it as you talk to people and go through, you know, social networks and stuff. And it's crazy because everything you could possibly want to do, it's out there. It is. See, when I graduated high school in 2000, the internet wasn't even a big thing. Internet came out in 1991, and it didn't even get going till like 2003, 2004. And that's actually the year like MySpace came out, and things started to go in the social networks direction. But, you know, in high school, we had pagers and stuff. But back then, if you wanted to do something, if you were bored, you just got out and did it. You couldn't go look on your phone or, you know, go super text people. I mean, we had freaking pagers, you know? So we had to get out and do something. And that's why it's so important to these days have the balance between social networks and your actual reality. You know, you need to get out and create and do things. And that's the big thing. You know, a lot of people say like, "Oh, I'm so bored." I'm like, "Yo, listen, have you learned a new language? Have you learned a new instrument? Have you gone hiking or explored a new territory that you've never been to? Like the woods? I don't know. You know, have you just started to come up with a side business or something?" No, you know, a lot of people haven't. They're just, "I'm bored," because they're so used to just seeing everybody else's excitement that, "Oh, what's next? What's left?" You know, like, "I'm just used to everything." But listen, it's so important to have hobbies and, you know, and passions and the pursuit of them. You know, we live in an age where we're constantly consuming and taking in, you know, instead of reaching within, and instead of like bringing something out, instead of giving, we're taking instead of giving, you know. And it's so important, so very important to reach within yourself and bring something out and show the world, produce something, bring it from your mind and create it and bring it out of you and show the world and be like, "This is what I did. This is amazing." And that means so much for you as well. It's more fulfilling to make something, to create instead of take all the time. And if you do that, I mean, you're not going to be bored. You're not going to have time to be bored, all right? So that's why it's constantly important to keep pursuing your hobbies, goals, and passions. So that is the end of it. And 5 minutes goes by so quick. But anyways, till next time, people.